welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. Today, we dive into the fascinating world of health with Jiraj Kokar. Jiraj is the CEO and founder of Wise Earth, creator of a honey infused with adaptogens for healing, and also the founder of Soma Vedic, an innovative device that enhances energy and wellness. In this episode, we explore Jiraj's personal health journey, how he overcame chronic illnesses through lifestyle changes, and what inspired him to create groundbreaking wellness solutions. We'll also discuss the incredible healing potential of adaptogenic mushrooms, the science behind his honey-based formulations, and how these natural remedies can help you achieve longevity, detoxification, and overall vitality. If you're curious about the transformative power of real food, natural biohacks, and holistic wellness, you will not want to miss this episode. So now let's dive in. Before we dive in, I want to say how much it would mean if you could subscribe to the Biohacker Blondie podcast or leave a review on your favorite platform. Your support helps me share valuable health insights and keeps this podcast thriving with the help of sponsors. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and I truly hope this information helps you and your loved ones on the path to better health. All right. Well, welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I am here with Jiraj Kokar, and you are the CEO, founder of Wise Earth, basically this honey infused with adaptogens and really for healing. And you are also founder of Soma Vedic, which is a whole different device. So you definitely have this background of health and wellness. And I want to know where your journey started into the health and wellness space. If you can say where you are as well, I feel like it's really interesting to hear from other countries what the health and wellness space is like and how why you got into that as well. So welcome so much to the podcast, and thank you for taking the time out of your day. Yeah.
Of course. Thank you for so much, Jenny, for having me. I was looking forward for this conversation. So as you made the introduction, there are like so many places where we could start. So how I got into health and wellness was through my own journey, where I was struggling with some health issues. It was around 2012, like high blood pressure, cholesterol, brain fog, all of those. After I've been through it, I found out that it was because of my lifestyle, studying at the university and things like that. But the wake up call for me was when I was talking to the doctors, and they just give me like drugs and pills. And when I've asked them, okay, so how long should I take these before I will be healed? And they said, no, this is for the rest of your life. So it's then when my journey started. It was around 2012. When I had to completely change my lifestyle in order to get healed. And, after changing my lifestyle 6 months into that, I was able to get rid of all of the symptoms that I was struggling with for the past 3 or 4 years. So that's where I started with in the health and wellness journey. I think this journey is very similar to lots of other people and entrepreneurs, even in the United States.
Where were
States
you or, in 2012?
Or anywhere in the world. So it came out of, okay. out of this personal experience. I was in Czech Republic.
Would you say a lot of between, have health issues
between
there?
Prague or is it and Zlín, well? which is the city where I was studying at the
having
the
more health issues and so, that's it. Increased exponentially since 2012, or was it just you?
That's a great question. So as in the US, but of course not as much in Central Europe, we are a bit better in terms of obesity and diabetes and cancer and things like that. But still, the number one cause of death in Europe or Czech Republic is cancer and cardiovascular diseases. Of course, it's a much lower percentage than in the US. I don't think that it's growing like that much. It's just steadily, like slowly growing, but nothing too, I would say, too fast. But when you were asking, you know, if the people around me, you know, were getting more and more sick or throughout the time, at that time I was really, you know, I was a student and at that time I was quite mad, literally, that because from whatever I was eating, I knew that I'm getting like sick, and I knew people that ate even worse, drunk like, you know, much more, and they were perfectly fine. And I found this, you know, like, why me? Why I have to be this strict with my diet, you know, in order to like feel good. So at that time I was perceiving it as a disadvantage, but now I know that just my body is more, let's say, you know, in tune
for everyone out there.
Not just think much better.
People just go to know drugs. What, they want to take a pill
for the body.
There's many side effects. You never.
So yeah, that was my experience.
And people can't get away from this food. And honestly, I don't crave any of. I'm not jealous of anyone who can maybe eat a bunch of crap and still, I guess, not have heart disease or pre-diabetes or diabetes. I love vegetables. I love eggs, meat, some fish. I don't crave any of that. I think it's a big addiction for people that they're just their taste buds get used to that. So do you still crave any of that food? Yeah.
No. What I was describing was, you know, more than 10 years ago where I was struggling with this. And I said, like, you know, so so currently, you know, I just got rid of like sugars and some oils.
Well, even junk food, course, or do you just have? Because I'm basically
wheat flour and things like that. But I basically do eat everything.
Oh my gosh, good for you! It's all
no. I mean, yeah,
I haven't had fast food.
No junk like food.
A decade I, or actually, something. I don't know.
I've been to McDonald's like once in my life, so. No junk food. What I still, you know, well, which is okay. I just like
so that was your first phase. Sometimes kind of I like
chocolate, but it's like dark, you know, 85% like chocolate. Okay. So after the university, I just went along with my life. I knew that I wanted to do something in the health and wellness and help people. As I was able to get, you know, heal myself. I didn't know at that time how that would manifest. But then I met a friend. I was visiting his living room, and he had there this, you know, glowing lamps and colorful. And when I asked him what it is, he said, you know, it's Somovedic. It's doing this and that. So the Somovedic is a Czech company. And when I met the device for the first time, it was already on the market for 10 years, I think. But I brought it to the US.
Okay.
So I was the CEO of the US branch
as well.
Since 2000, yes, from 2019, okay, cool. since this year, a couple of months ago.
What happened with Wise Earth? Now you have this honey infused adaptogen. So,
are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot. The pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is LVLUP health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDI, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide steps.
What was your inspiration behind
this? Yes, exactly. Yeah, so we were with the, you know, with the Somovedic, we were pretty successful. You know, we worked all of the major influencers and in the health and wellness space and biohacking space. But the last year, I started to, you know, crave something that I want to do, something even more impactful, like on a deeper health level. And then, you know, a couple of months ago, I don't know, like 6 months ago or something, I found out about, well, not I found out, but I started learning more and more about adaptogenic mushrooms. I already knew about four sigmatic and mud water and all of those. So, and the more I was learning about them, the more I was fascinated and attracted to them. And I said, like, this is just amazing. This is what I would like to do in this area, in adaptogenic mushroom space. And so I started like a small project of mine, basically sort of like an MVP. And not many people knew about it, just very, very close friends and colleagues. And it was at that time when a guy approached me. He's currently now my partner, but he approached me. Hey, Yuri, I've heard that, you know, you grew this company in the US. I have this interesting product. Would you like us to help us in the US to launch it in the US? So I met with him to, you know, to like figure out like what's the product. And when he mentioned that, you know, it's this honey infused with adaptogenic mushrooms, I was like blown away, because This was like a super synchronicity, because I was in the mushrooms like quite deep for the couple of like last months, and I wanted to go that road. And out of nowhere, this guy came to me that he has a product, like ready product, that is on the market for almost 2 years in the Czech Republic. And he shared with me some amazing customer stories. You know, healing stories, we can get into that later, but profound healing stories with the honey and adaptogenic mushrooms. And then he shared the story how he basically started the company, which had very like significant effect on me. So I'll just go quite quickly into that. But it was the main reason why I got involved. Yes, it was a great synchronicity. But when he shared the story with me, I said I just need to do this. His sister.
Anyways.
Oh. Okay. Yes. Yes. That's great. So his name is Daniel. So Daniel's sister died unexpectedly from cancer. And this was a big surprise for him, very devastating, because they were super close. She didn't tell anyone. She didn't even knew why that she had cancer. Because she didn't go, like, they found something. They didn't tell her, like, she just was supposed to go to, you know, to doctor for second check. But she didn't want to go. She was just too scared of the doctors. And then he got a call from the hospital that he just have to go there, and basically that he has 1 or 2 days to say goodbye, that she is not in a good shape. And then, unfortunately, like, she died. So this was very hard for him, you know, to swallow and go through. But, you know, after some time, he got to know his other business partner, and they started to talking, and he shared with him, with Daniel, that he also had a stage 4 cancer. Wow. But he survived it thanks to extracts from adaptogenic mushrooms that he was preparing himself. You know, so he was going to the woods, you know, like picking the mushrooms and doing the extracts from there. So Daniel, when he heard that, and when he saw someone, you know, that got healed from it, from something that his sister died of, he said, like, let's do this together. So they started a company. Since the beginning, they were putting it into the honey. And again, unfortunately, he died. He had like a semi-serious crash. He was on a bicycle. A car ran through him. Daniel continued. And, you know, approximately a year and a half after that, he approached me and, you know, shared the story of the customers, of how he got involved and not involved, why he started the company. And this was for me, you know, like a no-brainer. And I said, like, yeah, this is what I want to do, because I was thinking about, you know, how to make something more impactful.
Well, did you start?
And when he showed me some emails and text messages,
you know, like, I said, cordyceps. Those are kind of like the three popular mushrooms. Are those the first few you started taking? And then did you see a difference in your health?
So,
are you ready to elevate your health and wellness journey? Let me tell you about Valhalla Vitality, your online destination for integrative health solutions. Whether you're looking to lose weight, balance your hormones, explore peptide treatments, or enhance your vitality, Valhalla Vitality creates personalized plans to help you reach your goals. And here's the best part. Use my code JENNY20 for $20 off your first service. Just click the link in the show notes to get started. Take charge of your health today with Valhalla Vitality, because your wellness journey deserves the best. Are you ready to take your home wellness to the next level? Right now, there's a huge sale on two of my absolute favorite products, Aqua True water purifiers and Air Doctor air filtration systems. Aqua True uses advanced reverse osmosis technology to remove contaminants like lead, chlorine, and PFAS, giving you pure, delicious water right from your tap. and Air Doctor features ultra HEPA filters that capture even the smallest particles, like allergens and toxins, to ensure you're breathing the cleanest air possible. To grab these deals, just click the link in the show notes for a special discount. Don't miss the opportunity to create a healthier home environment for you and your family.
Luckily, you know, I consider myself like a healthy guy. I don't have any specific problems, but you know, I do like to be preventative, and I know that, you know, adaptogenic mushrooms are the best inflammation fighters. So they start very early, so you know, you don't get caught up in 10-15 years with something. So for me, it was more a preventative and energy. You know, for I took it basically for energy.
Yeah, I know.
Because I started taking, with
I don't know when I was in San Francisco
for Sigmatic, then mud water,
kind of hippie-ish.
So it was like a daily
routine. I remember going down the aisle, and some guy was just saying how mushrooms healed him, and he was just like telling me all this excitement about mushrooms. This was years ago. And, you know, and I was like, huh. And so that's kind of my journey into mushroom. And I started to, I believe, yeah, the four sigmatics. And the cordyceps is really good for energy. I started to dive deep down into mushrooms as well. And I know, like, athletes were using cordyceps for energy. I think it's really good for blood flow, your oxygen and everything. And then, so there's so many benefits to each one. I don't know if you want to explain, because I don't, you know, I always like to assume everyone knows all this, but I realize that we're just this small percentage that knows about reishi and chaga and cordyceps. And then you have so many others, and there's a few that I've never heard of. And you have longevity, heart flow, detox. So there's, I really like how you also stacked it with other ingredients into the honey. And the detox is amazing. It still tastes good for having wormwood and some other, you know, ingredients. So it's really cool. I don't know if you want to tell us some of your favorite mushrooms that you like.
So some of my favorite would be lion's mane, you know, for brain power and cognitive power. And cordyceps and chaga, you know. So, but when we would be, you know, talking about our products, they were the blend, the specific blend in the specific products were designed, you know, by like TCM masters in China. We just gave them basically the task. This is what we would like to for the product to do. These kind of benefits and healings, and they designed like a specific blend, even though it's from, of course, known adaptogenic like mushrooms like reishi, chaga, shiitake, itake, cordyceps, and all of those. It's still the difference is in the ratio between them, so that's also something that is important. So it's not that you would just put them like just like that together. They also design like what's the ratio between them. But not getting, you know, too deep into each each of them, it would be great to mention like why are adaptogenic mushrooms so specific and so like beneficial and so unique. So unique in this space, because they have, you know, they
potent.
In order for a mushroom to be in the adaptogenic like category, they have to be like non-toxic. They have to, you know, have like non-specific response in the body, and they have to have normalizing effect. What this means, non-toxic, that's obvious. But the great thing about them is that you cannot overdose. That's because they are like super, super safe. They are the most potent, you know, compounds or you know, in the health and wellness space, but they are at the same time one of the safest, or even not even, yeah, the safest. So non-toxic. And I have a quite a, like a funny story to that, where a lady bought, you know, for people to understand, like this is how big the jar is. It's like 2 pounds. So lot of honey, but a lot of high potent, you know, adaptogenic mushrooms. And so she called us, and she was quite scared, because she wanted to take the honey in the morning, and she realized that the jar is empty.
How much sugar is that?
And her two boys, like I think 9 and 10, ate it during a movie, like the whole jar. It's a lot. I think it's a lot. It's a lot of sugar. But she was not scared because of the sugar, but you know how it is, because of what was inside. So, but of course, like nothing happened. They were perfectly fine. But so just a testimonial that even children, when they ate the whole thing, but this is for 3 months, you know, one spoon a day, and they ate it in, I don't know, like 2 hours or three, or I don't know. So it's safe. It's safe. It's non-toxic. Then they, you know, have this, non-specific response, which means that they in the body they have a wide variety of effects. So for example, you have a pill for I don't know, for knee pain or headache or stomach problems or something. So that pill or drug is for one specific problem. The non-specific effect of adaptogenic mushrooms is that they have wide spectrum where they, you know, help the body. So it's not one specific problem, because they are great inflammatory, you know, fighters. They help with the inflammation wherever the body is, whether it's, you know, digestion, knee pain, you know, blood pressure, blood sugar, all of those. So they are very universal. And normalizing effect, the third one, is that they have like bi-directional effect. That means in the body. So that means, for example, if your nervous system is overstimulated, it will calm it down. And if it's understimulated, that you need more boost, it will like pump it up. The same ingredient. So, for example, cacao or ashwagandha or something so like that have this.
I know too that
have this normalizing.
So for this is what there's this thing too where
this
they,
is why they really stand
out. I forget
what
it's called, but some people will take out where the root is basically of the mushroom and use all of it. Mycelium, and then they'll just take, and some people will just take the top. There's like a cheaper, like if they use more mass, then they can make more for less. So
mycelium.
Do you check the quality of these mushrooms? I know also with honey, there's glyphosate, like beekeepers and a few other honeys make sure that there's no glyphosate in their products, and then also that their mushrooms are good quality. Is that, do you guys do checks with your honey-infused adaptogens?
Yes, definitely. Because, you know, when Daniel started this journey and then when we started working together, you know, the single focus was on that each ingredient is the most potent one. So the summary just adds up, you know, so high-potent adaptogenic mushrooms, you know, that they are in the honey, which increase bioavailability and absorption, then the specific combination or the ratio between
that's
them.
That's nice.
So when you mention glyphosate in the honey, this in Europe is forbidden. So we don't have that. And even, because I was just recently had to provide the tests for customs for the honey. So I could import it to the US. So they were asking for glyphosate and antibiotics, and that is forbidden in our in Europe as well. So we had to find, you know, like a special lab where they do these tests for honey, for antibiotics and glyphosate in order to get it.
can damage the body.
Because substances are like forbidden to use in Europe. So yes, the honey is, pesticide, exactly, pesticide free. And the mushrooms, they are from a company or a factory that is in this space since 1850 in China. And they provide, you know, really high quality, high potency mushrooms for to Japan, to Canada, to even to pharmaceutical companies. And so we work them as well. And of course, we had to pass, they had to pass all various tests. We had to do the test again before importing them to Europe. So we know all the compositions and there's, so they are really high quality.
You go to Arida in like, LA and they have all the juice honeys and they have all these, I don't know, it's polyphenols or I don't know what they measure, but yeah. So I'm curious too, have you seen that mushroom movie? I don't know if you know which one I'm talking about. It's so good. It's with, I forget his name. Do you know which one I'm talking about? I think so. He is this guy, he has a big white beard and he went and took mushrooms on a tree.
Is it the documentary about mushrooms? I've seen it. I don't know when, but I've seen it. I think it was
fantastic
on Netflix, but it was
pretty
interesting.
So
you know how
watch that movie. I saw it.
Basically, they were explaining how they are like communicating with each other.
See it, and then I had my coworkers on mushrooms.
Yes, like, yes,
not psychedelics, but you know, chaga and reishi and everything. So there's so many.
Just quickly going back to the mycelium and fruiting bodies. So our extracts are just from the fruiting bodies. So they are really like high potent. And I do have one thing that I would like to show. I'm not sure if it would be visible.
You want to explain this?
Yes, that's a cordyceps growing out of caterpillar's head. Yeah, so when I saw it for the first time, like, of course, this is not
so cordyceps
how they
basically
are growing,
start growing.
These are not the. This is not the cordyceps that we. This is how it's found in nature, but
that's why
when they grow cordyceps, it's a different way.
Look to them because they eat worms. There's a whole movie too. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's like the cordyceps start taking over human bodies. And
yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
This is.
I know there's a lot of.
It's a parasitic.
So I don't know if you want to get into the specific ones of what makes the difference between
longevity
and heartwell from detox and why you chose those ingredients. And there's also, which mushroom was it that I was really curious about that I haven't heard of?
Sure.
I don't know. I forget which. Not Mitake. I know that one. There's one mushroom. Oh, agaricus? I don't know how to say that. Okay.
Yeah. So that one is great for digestion. The one common thing that they have, they all of them have like really strong anti-inflammatory effects. But getting back to the product. So currently we have three. We are preparing more. But so we have the, as you mentioned, the longevity, the heart flow, and the small detox. So the longevity. There are just the seven top adaptogenic mushrooms, and it's quite, I would say, like self-explanatory. But when we told the TCM masters, you know, why we want to have this blend, what should be the purpose? It was It was to help people struggling with oncological problems. So, because for example, we know like cancer and stuff, because for example, in South Korea and Japan, with 70% of patients that that have, for example, chemotherapy, the doctor prescribed them adaptogenic mushrooms as a part of the treatment. So it's official there in, you know, in Asia. So that was the goal, or is the goal of longevity. It's a super potent for that. The heart flow is designed for cardiovascular problems, you know, blood pressure, cholesterol, and, you know, like things like that. And the detox, there are herbs, mainly the sweet wormwood, which is, you know, antibacterial, antiparasitical. There's a turmeric extract with black pepper. So that's a super, you know, powerful detox. And we have, I would say, quite it's a lot tough. Of stories when people so were people taking the longevity
detox. Dealing these things are, because I think,
like, lots of
posters and mushrooms. So yeah, I would love to hear a story of someone, you know, the healing journey. And then have you guys done any research as well? Like, is there any studies of research that you're thinking about doing? Curious of that.
We are thinking about doing studies, but so that's in the process. But so for, you know, like the adaptogenic mushrooms are used in traditional Chinese medicine for more than 3,000 years. So it's tested by time. You know, imagine that our modern, you know, science and medicine is, I don't know, like 100 or 120 or 150 years old. So this is time tested, like 3,000 years. But on top of that, of course, it has been they were tested. They passed so-called like gold standard studies. That means double-blinded placebo studies were done on various on most of the adaptogenic mushrooms, and they confirmed the anti-inflammatory properties in terms of cancer, cysts, you know, joint pains, and all of those. So
yeah,
so
I think,
we don't,
you know,
have
anything
our own study we plan to do, but the ingredients
really
itself are tested.
I'm wondering too, like with these
tested, like really
shows
good
mushrooms and adaptogens, if those are also making a difference with a specific, you know, because I'm thinking too with energy and how it balances out the body, if that's something that would also affect. What do you recommend? Do you take that longevity heart flow and detox daily? And do you take just like a 1 teaspoon of each? What's your typical ritual for these?
So I would, if someone would like to, you know, would like to start, the go-to would be the longevity. And if they have like a problem, like a more serious problem, like a cyst or even cancer or something like that, I would recommend the longevity and detox. Because going back a bit, yes. So you take 1 spoon a day for if you are healthy, that's enough. If you have some serious problem or more serious problem, you can take two spoons a day. So 1 spoon a day is enough for 3 months. And so that would be the combination to go for. And going back to to the stories we have, there are people that doctors send home basically to die, and they told them, you know, this, you know, you are so seriously ill, you know, the tumor is all over, the cancer is all over your body. There's nothing we can do. And we have more than one of these cases where they didn't do anything else. They just started, you know, taking this honey. And there was like a significant improvement because the doctors then checked them couple of months after that. And they've seen that the tumors are shrinking, they are drying out, they are, you know, like this dismantling or I don't know how to call it. So, but what's sad about this is that the community of doctors, they don't respond well to this. You know, they just said, I don't know what you're doing, keep doing it, but I don't want to know. So this is, yeah. You know, this is a bit sad because when you know, when a doctor sends you for a chemotherapy and you reject, they take it, let's say, personally or, you know, I don't know. So there's this sort of a backslash, but nevertheless, we have, you know, confirmed from doctors, we have scans and everything from various cases where the tumors and cysts disappeared completely or they shrinked, you know, by more than 90%, that they were almost hard to find. So yeah, we have various healing stories. Well, yeah, and Daniel shared this with me,
it's only going to benefit anything.
It was a no-brainer, so, and this, you know, is what I wanted to see for
the next 5 to 10 years at least.
Ever, I mean, does anyone take mushrooms and have a reaction? I don't know. Is there any cons or side effects of these? You know, just trying to see the other side, maybe.
No. Yeah, I mean, people. I don't know people that have, you know, that have allergies on mushroom. Of course, that there can be. But for example, you know, it's if you start with one like small spoon a day, that's and you just observe, but then it's fine. But people can be allergic to honey. That is much more common. There's an interesting thing, and again, we have more than one like cases where people had diabetes, and you know, like diabetes and sugar from honey, that does not, like you would say, that there's not a great combination. But surprisingly, after 3 months of taking the honey, they took one spoon, put it into tea, and they were sipping it throughout the day. So the one spoon of honey was in one cup, and they were drinking it like slowly throughout the day.
You know what's great too? You see these on Instagram or TikTok, whatever, these, you know, influencers now eating eggs, drizzling this honey. They're really, you know, muscular, like fit. They're just eating real food. And they're eating protein, but they are also loving, you'll see them pour honey over their meat or their eggs or whatever, or their liver. And yeah, they're really healthy because it's real food. It's real sugar, you know? That's so crazy.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, it's almost miracles, you know, how the adaptogens can bring your body back into homeostasis. You know, so whatever is roaring,
you're
not in alignment.
Traveling, you got to make traveling packets.
It's helping the body to get back to balance.
We'll
have a lot of people now. I feel like COVID, everyone turned out. A lot of people are traveling all over, and I just want travel.
So soon we will have that, yes.
Because it's so difficult to like take this stuff with you, and it's traveling is a lot on your body and the system, and you want to keep up your immune system. So I'm so excited for those. So, and I know you're really into health and wellness. I want to know just a little bit. I know you do fasting. And you eat, you have a diverse diet, but you also do fasting. Yeah. And then I guess, you know, the mushrooms and the honey. What is your typical day like? And how good do you feel since you started this journey? I want to know, did you get rid of your heart problems, all this stuff, you know, just from eating real food and taking care of yourself? I just want people to realize you don't have to be on medication. You just need to change your diet and do these things. So what is your typical routine now?
Yes. So, you know, my biggest transformation was about 10 years ago when I got rid of, at that time, I stopped eating dairy, meat, sugars, you know, white flour and salt, table salt and things like that for a year. Then my body then totally cleansed. And then I started, you know, adding back. But now, you know, I eat basically all of the any real food, so to say. But, you know, I have just, you know, like breakfast, lunch, dinner. In between, sometimes I have a small snack or something or coffee. But yeah, I eat like 3 to 4 times a day, like 3 main meals. And but yeah, I just, wow. Just today I break the fast because I was fasting on Monday. So usually I fast from Sunday till Tuesday. So it's approximately 36 hours, but I don't count the hours because I just have dinner on Sunday, whenever that may be. And then I'll have a breakfast on Tuesday. Yeah, when I start to feel hungry, and this really works great, you know, for me, at least for me, this really works great, because I can definitely feel the difference on the body, how the digestion tract, the stomach, and you know, how they are like clean. And when you repeat this, when you are, you know, like for 2 months, it just add the benefit just add up. They just add up.
So that's my basic routine.
I try to go to bed
like start with those
before 11. Usually it's
fasting, that works for you. Go to bed at a decent time and keep that circadian rhythm and have good sleep. You know, it's like that will get you, I feel like, 80% of the way, and then we can do all these biohacks, you know, and longevity. So
exactly, because for me, you know, when I am in the biohacking space in 2019, you know, following you know, various people throughout the time, it started to be like too complex or complicated, you know, take 50 milligram of this and stack it with this, and I just throughout the years I just went back to basics. But of course, I was in the last 10 years, I didn't visit a doctor. You know, I was not sick except like a flu, but that was basically it. So I consider myself like, you know, to be healthy. And these basic steps or things, you know, as sleep, clean water, clean air, exercise, mindfulness,
a lot of people don't want to do this
to make a
things.
Really and of course real food.
You want to keep eating,
to make,
you know, their package,
huge change, you know, in
not getting
your life.
Some of these simple things that you just need to change your habits, and it could really be healing and life changing for people. So and I have seen people, you know, the older you get, example my parents and other people, where it's like you take for granted your health when you start like, oh, I can't walk, or I have this injury, or these things. So, and it all starts at a young age, just, you know, Alzheimer's, pre-diabetes, diabetes, that starts in your 20s, your 30s, and that's going to impact your 40s, 50s, and 60s. So no matter what age you are, it's a great time to, you know, start doing these healthy habits, because that's going to impact your future, you know? So
mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. You know, we can see it with our close friends or family. You know, when you have someone from family, they don't need to struggle with some health issues, but you see their lifestyle and diet, and you know that it won't end up good. And, you know, in time, and when you try to explain it, they just don't have usually the motivation, because they still feel okay. They still, you know, can do all of the things they want to do.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are just hoping to push that.
I guess
that
sometimes just people need to be pushed,
you know,
to
hit rock bottom with their health.
Their mindset
just get
about
to rock
their life.
Bottom with your health and then say, oh my gosh, I need to do something. You know, because right now I see younger and younger people getting cancer, people having, you know, injuries that they can't heal from or things that are impacting them at a younger age because of all this stuff. So it's definitely a thing. So I'm so excited for everyone to check out your honey. First, I just want to say this is the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I love to ask my guests three biohacks that they love and want to tell the audience or that they use daily or that's something new to them.
So I've mentioned the... for me, those are biohacks, like proper sleep and fasting. I would add one more thing to it. It's a red light therapy, you know, like a red light mat or infrasauna or anything in that range. So
because there's some
the most basic and simple things, like those three simple biohacks.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. Well, this was so great. So where can everyone find Wise Earth? Is it now available in the U.S.? Can you ship it here?
For me, it's a sauna space.
Countries? Is it available? And is there any stores coming?
Yes. Physical stores, not yet. But we have a U.S.-based warehouse in California. So we ship within a couple of days anywhere in the U.S. And they can find us at wiseearth.com. Okay. It's wiseearth.com. And the Instagram handle is the same. It's wise_earth.
Amazing.
And
reach out to me
personally, they just go to
my
website. There's a contact form. And that goes directly to me.
Okay. You're like, I'm ready for bed. But thank you so much for coming on. Everyone go check out this, you know, healing mushroom.
It's almost
healing longevity, heart health, detox, and feel your best. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I hope you're as inspired as I am by Jiraj's story and his mission to bring healing through adaptogenic mushrooms and honey. If you're looking to improve your health and longevity, check out Wise Earth's incredible products now available in the US at wiseearth.com. You can also follow them on Instagram at wiseearth for updates and tips. And before we wrap up, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. It helps me reach more people with actionable tips and insights that can transform lives. Your support keeps this podcast going, allowing me to bring you the latest biohacks, expert advice, and tools to optimize your health and wellness. Plus, by sharing, you might inspire someone else to take their first step toward a healthier, happier life. Thank you for being a part of this journey. Stay healthy and keep biohacking.